Let us offer our sacrifice to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may glorify your name in all we do. We ask that we may be humble before you, especially as we may be leaders of companies or families of organizations, that we may seek to be good leaders, humble before you, and seeking always to do the right and the just thing. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, in today's readings, as you go through it, you're going to find an interesting line, but this line actually follows a whole pattern. So let me read to you what that line is. This is coming to us from the book of Kings, the second book of Kings, chapter 24. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he became king, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. And then it says, he did what was evil in the Lord's sight, just as his father had done. We see this in several places here in this section of the second book of Kings. It always begins with so-and-so is now the king. He did what is evil in the sight of the Lord. Every single case. Now, one of the things to understand that is remember that this is coming on the heels of what we looked at yesterday, where we saw that the king became aware of the old writings that had been lost, and now he calls everyone together, similar, as I said, to what we saw in Joshua, where the people come together and they hear the word of the Lord, and then, you know, of the law, what the law says and everything, and then they choose to follow the Lord. So we see that Hezekiah was the king who called everyone together to follow the Lord. But now he is, and it was under Hezekiah that the soldiers of Sennacherib were found dead the next morning. Okay, so we see that now. Hezekiah, eventually he dies, and a new king comes into place. And there you see a series of literally the same thing over and over again. So-and-so became king. He was such and such a year, so-and-so year old. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. So what happens is they all decide to now reject what they had learned from that experience with Hezekiah, and now they choose again to follow their own way. Understand that when that happens, there are people who support them. I don't care how bad a dictator or a leader you have. Always remember the reason why, as I've told you before, these people are in place is because they benefit certain powerful people. And those powerful people will be there to make sure that that person stays in place until the powerful people are endangered themselves. And then whoever it was they have as their puppet will fall. And I saw that not on a firsthand total experience, some of it clearly in the case of Ferdinand Marcos, the original, there's now a new Ferdinand Marcos in the Philippines, but the his father. And I was there, as I told you, when he celebrated 7 years of happy birthday to martial law. He actually celebrated a birthday party for martial law. And you can turn around and say, that's crazy, but people benefited from his administration. One of the interesting things they brought out is the law was often enforced against American military personnel, but not against the Filipinos who were living in the area at the time. This was in the area of Subic Bay Naval Station. And the reason is because they had no money, but the sailors did. So I forget what it was. There was something like, I think it was you couldn't wear, you couldn't wear tank tops or something like that. It was some kind of law that wouldn't even go here in the United States. And it was a $25 fine, which for them was a lot of money. It was a huge amount of money. And so it would be enforced against sailors, but it wouldn't be enforced against the people because they didn't have the money, which obviously isn't something really all that corrupt. We're not really worried about that. But there was so much other corruption. And that whole concept of let's have a birthday party for martial law was just incredible. And I had also been in Ecuador just after the dictatorship fell there. And you'd say, well, where do these dictators come from? The dictators are supported by people who benefit from their reign. So when we go back to these ancient writings and we see over and over again, King so-and-so becomes, or so-and-so becomes king. He was usually around 18 years old, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. You could have seen another line that was so written that says, and these group of people benefited from him, and it's because of them that he stayed in power. That is always the case. You can name any dictator. You can say Kim Jong-un. He is in power because there are people that benefit from his administration, and they will keep him in power. The minute that they don't benefit from his administration, he will lose power. It could be from a neighboring country, it could be whatever, but that is always the case. And you can see that's going on right now, where people are trying to make life miserable for the oligarchs in Russia. Why? Because those are the people who keep Putin in power, you see? And if they turn on Putin, then Putin loses his power. It's the same thing over and over again. And we can go all the way back to the Old Testament and see the same message over and over again. We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.
And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out the website, check out the archives of the show, check out our Substack newsletter. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, you have a standing invitation to come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass anytime on Sunday. Anytime, as long as it's 10 o'clock a.m. I guess I should have put it that way. But anyway, so come by and experience our Mass and help us to build the parish more. So anyway, one of the things that we are looking at is that powerful message. Now, one of the reasons why I bring that up is it really also illustrates, if you are in charge of a division in a company, if you are in charge of a company, if you are in charge of a family, if you are a mother, father of a family, if you are whatever, you are a teacher, you have some authority where you are, it's so important for you to be humble before the Lord, to be a person of prayer, so that you may do what is good in the eyes of the Lord and do what ultimately is the more important thing. Do you understand that? So if you are good in the eyes of the Lord, meaning you try to do what is best, and the only way you can do that is to be people of prayer. That's absolutely essential. I'll say that again. That's absolutely essential, to be people of prayer. And if you are people of prayer, that's so important. Don't be so focused on seeking to do the right thing if you're not praying too, because the way the prayer is important for you to understand what is the right thing to do, understand how to respond in compassion, how to respond in the best way to do something. If you don't do that, if you're just going to do what you think is right without being a person of prayer, then you may ultimately be wrong. So you want to be able to do all of that, be a master of doing the right thing. But you can only do that if you are humble before the Lord. And take a lesson from this section of 2 Kings. I mean, today's reading says there was, was it Jehoiakim, and he did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord. But it's a whole series of kings. Go look at this area. It's 2 Kings, roughly chapters 22 through 25, and you're going to see that same phraseology over and over again. And why did they do what was evil in the eyes of the Lord? Well, first of all, how did they do it? They cut themselves off from their relationship with God. So they didn't take their prayer seriously. They may have not have prayed at all. They may have been focused on political expediency. They may have focused on doing what they think is right. And so there was no humility before the Lord. There was no seeking the strength of the Lord. None of that was there. And also, the people who were there supporting them were the people, you know, each of these monarchs were the people who would benefit from them. And so they would want them to act unjustly because they would benefit when they acted unjustly. If we go back to the time of, like I said, when I was in the Philippines and Ferdinand Marcos, who would now would be the father of the current Ferdinand Marcos over in the Philippines, when he was the president of the Philippines, how did he fall? Well, simple. Someone apparently connected to him, but I can't say for sure, assassinated his opposition, Senator Benigno Aquino. And that sent such shockwaves throughout the country that his support fell. And Corazon Aquino eventually overthrew Ferdinand Marcos, and she was Benigno Aquino's wife. So you saw that whole thing. But what happened? Because the people who kept him in power were shaken, and he fell. We'll talk more tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.